Aliwa, Yokai, this is RTRFM, Rich Meg. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Jimbo's solo today, and Nick, I get the effects of having a loss in his family, so he's in a no-show, an apology today. So, Murish Mag here on RTRFM 92.1 and, Southern FM, Great Southern FM and Noongar FM 100.9, both stations being 100.9. So it's a big Irish flavour today, tomorrow being St. Patrick's Day. And as you know, a couple of weeks back, we had a guest on the show, Joanne Robertson, who talked about Cadogo, the Aboriginal Irish festival that's starting tomorrow down on Bathers Beach in Fremantle. So hopefully you can get down, all those people of Irish descent. Big day tomorrow. And this event taking place at Cadogo Gallery will be over 3 days with Irish musicians, Aboriginal musicians, and we'll talk today about the synergies between our communities. Welcome back to Murich Mag. Jim here, flying solo today. Nick is taking some time out, of course. Look, we're talking Irish today. There are many stories about the Irish and Aboriginal peoples of Australia living on the fringes of society and literally on the fringes of towns and cities in Australia. Irish people share many experiences of being marginalised and discriminated against by the English. Irish writer Roddy Doyle summed it up when he made parallels between the Irish and the blackfellas elsewhere, where he said the Irish are the niggers of Europe, lads. In October 2017, Irish President Michael Higgins delivered an honest analysis of Australia's history of colonisation when he spoke in the West Australian Parliament. We'll talk some more about that, but I've got Joanna Robertson on the line, and we're talking Irish today and St. Patrick's Day being tomorrow. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
Oh, look, I'm just really excited about today. Are you there with Eddie?
I'm here with Eddie.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Oh, Eddie, look, I'm so excited about having you and Joanne on the program talking Irish today. And I've just sort of gave a little blurb about the similarities between Irish and Aboriginal people. And we're going to talk some more about that. But also, you may know that in 2017, the Irish president made a statement in the West Australian Parliament about the bad things you Irish did to our Aboriginal people, but more so about the similarities. So welcome to the show, Joanne and Eddie.
We're so happy to be here.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. When's a big event tomorrow?
Well, we've got the Cadogo Irish Aboriginal Festival, the Hand in Hand Festival. We'll start and kick off tomorrow from 2:30 onwards. And then on Saturday, 3:30, and on Sunday, we'll start at 10:30 in the morning with a big Irish cooked breakfast. And then we've got a free Cayley, which is an Irish dance for all the community. But tomorrow, Eddie will sing and do a great show, the first time in Australia. So very excited.
Yeah, no, I'm buzzing. Can't wait. And I must say, it's great to be over here. And we were in the studio yesterday recording the song, and we had your cousin down playing the didgeridoo on the track. So it's all exciting, I must say.
Wow. No, it's so exciting. I just this week saw the film clip, Eddie. So, I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to get through the day with this. I'm getting quite emotional and teary now. But so thank you so much for being on the show. When will you perform tomorrow, Eddie? What time are you?
I'm on from 8 till half 9.
Right, so I better make sure I'm there then. Sadly, I've got a bit of sorry business tomorrow. Eddie, you know the expression sorry business for Aboriginal people?
I think I do,
yes. Yeah, so grief and loss, we have many, sadly, in our community. So I'll be down in Bunbury, which is a couple of hours' drive away, and probably back by 5. So, yes, I'm looking forward to meeting you, Eddie, and catching up with Joanne. It seems like Joanne and I have so much in common, as she might have said. Our grandparents were together in lots of ways over the years. So it's so great to have you back on, Joanne. And I'm really excited about what's going to happen. We've got the song lined up. We're a bit worried about you playing guitar and how well it'll come across acoustically to the studio. Eddie,
okay. When you come down tomorrow, I'll have a little small little gift from Ireland for you.
Oh, look, I'm starting to choke up. Joanne, so all going well? You've been busy this week planning this great event for St. Patrick's Day 2023 and down in Fremantle.
Well, I'm really excited. We've got just the most beautiful people have come over from Ireland. Five amazing individuals who are all extraordinary people have come over from Ireland, bringing, as cultural ambassadors from Ireland, bringing their knowledge of the Irish language, of Irish history and culture, of music, and empathy for the Aboriginal people because of what the Irish experienced.
Mm.
Eddie also has written a song about how the babies were taken away from single mothers and put into these laundries. You can explain it, actually.
Yeah, so basically the song that I have is called No Time to Say Goodbye, and it's a true story about a lady who had her child taken away from her in a Magdalen laundry, and didn't actually get to meet her child again since she was 95.
Oh.
And the reason why the song is called No Time to Say Goodbye is because the nuns at the time literally took the children away without the parents, or the mother being allowed to say goodbye.
Wow, there's some really amazing synergies between what happened in the UK, 150,000 children stolen from the UK and brought to all over the world, and three quarters of the child migrants who came to Western Australia. There's just some amazing synergies yet again. And just recently, the West Australian Parliament are doing a review on forced adoptees and their compensation. And we've hit up the government and put a petition to them about stolen generation compensation in this state. But let's not sort of stress and go over too much of the bad synergies. The good synergies are us coming together over the next few days, and again, I'm looking forward to that. So, as I say, we've got a song lined up which we might play and then come back to you. But what else is happening? Oh, we just played Olive Knight, and her song was Life at the End of the Desert, and she's appearing. And I guess I saw a little film clip you caught up last night with Olive Knight. So, wow, I'm just looking forward. I'm so really excited, Joanna. So it's so great to have you on the program.
It's going to be great because Olive Knight, she'll have Lucky Oceans, and she's got Dave Milroy. We've got Boots Kid. We've got Natalie Gillespie. I'm sure everyone's heard of Ruben DeMello, as well as, and then Dave, the second night, Dave Milroy and the Willera Band, who are awesome, are going to perform. The third night, we've got the Healy's, but also we've got the Rattling, Eddie is the Rattling Kind here, but we've got the Struggling Kings, and they are three beautiful singers from One Arm Point.
Right, I know them, yes.
So we've got Irish Aboriginal, and people who've, you know, performed, like Natalie Gillespie's not Aboriginal, but she's toured the world with Yothu Yindi. And so there's loads of deep feeling between all of us about what we're doing, which is telling the friendships and the love stories between the Irish when they came here and the Aboriginal people. And it's this untold stories that we're celebrating.
Right. Look, do you mind if I go to the song that you've created? I can't get you to play it live. We're worried about the sound and the acoustics. So do you mind if we go to this song that you've sent to me already? And then we'll come back and talk. Are you happy to do that?
Yeah, that's all good.
Okay, well, here's a song that we've heard before that was played on for the first time on radio in Australia, and here it is for the second time. Welcome back to Moorish Mag. If you've just heard an Irish song there for the first time, we've got the artist that's a guest at Moorish Mag. If you'd like to make a comment, 0405 921 921, 0405 921 921, as it is St Patrick's Day tomorrow. Welcome back, Eddie and Joanna.
Afternoon, good morning. What time of day is it?
Well, time is still morning. So, look, Eddie, so how did you feel about having that song played on radio for the second time in Australia and courtesy of RTRFM? How are you thinking? How are you feeling about it now, Eddie?
Yeah, no, it's an absolute pleasure, to be honest, Jim. And then the fact that you played it the first time and then let the announcement out that it was actually about your own mother, I thought was quite amazing and touching. And a lot of people from Ireland were quite touched by it as well. So it's nice to hear that on national radio, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, well, it's not exactly national radio, but we have a lot of listeners, and of course, the Moorish Mag, the program, goes to a couple of other radio stations, community radio stations, in the next 24 hours. So, yeah, quite taken by it. I mean, and what the song portrays is how, non-Aboriginal people couldn't cohabitate with First Nations people in that period, so therefore they could have been jailed, and children as a result of those sort of relationships were taken away. So a touching, very touching song that I'm going to hear live tomorrow night, I think.
You will indeed, yes. We're gonna perform it live tomorrow, and we should have the Didge as well on it tomorrow again. Yeah, it was nice to have the Didge on it yesterday, so we're looking forward to that. But yeah, come down to the show and you'll hear it live. It's much better live.
Good on you. Yeah, we've got Sherlock on the line with Joanna Robinson. They're very heavily involved in the Cadogo Festival as part of St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. So I guess it's a sellout, is it, Joanna? Is it getting that way?
We've got a few tickets left, not that many. So if anybody wants to get tickets, please get them. And if they're sold out, put your name on the waiting list. And if any tickets become available, we'll email you immediately. But try and get your tickets today if you can.
Okey-doke. Any final words in encouraging our people of Irish roots to get along tomorrow?
Yeah, don't miss it.
And I understand, Joanna, you're pouring Guinness down there for the first time.
Oh, listen, if you just let all your listeners know, we're going to be pouring not just Guinness, we're going to be pouring. We've got four taps of fresh Guinness being poured by Mark Hogan from Mayo. Mark Hogan is like Western Australia's most important Guinness barman, and I've managed to kidnap him for the weekend. And because I've got to have the best Guinness or else, you know, that's a disaster. So we've got the Guinness sorted. And any of your listeners who like really good Guinness, come down to Cadogo and we'll look after you.
Look, Joanna, look, I'm really excited about having you on the show, you and Eddie. So thank you so much for appearing and giving our audience on Mudich Mag a bit of an idea of what the Irish are going to be doing tomorrow with lots and lots of Guinness and big hearty breakfast. Is that Sunday or both days?
Sunday. So we'll do Irish stew. We've got a meat and vegan version. Irish stew on the both days, or all 3 days in the evening, and then Sunday morning. We often in Ireland will have, you know, homemade Irish soda bread and rashers, and we'll have sausages made from a Loughlin's butchers and some black pudding, and we'll have this cook-up breakfast. We've got anyone who likes playing footy. We've got the Gaelic Football Association coming down to play footy, the kids. And we'll all play footy on the beach, and then we'll all dance together at a Cayley. And those are free events. And then the ticketed part is inside Cadogo, inside the, you know, the licensed area. But we're going to have a beautiful day. Bring your swimming togs.
Wow, I'm looking forward to that. And is there some bush tucker from Australia, maybe a bit of damper and kangaroo stew? Is that going to be an enhancing...
There will be some very nice food, and I have no idea because I want to make it. You do the food, but you'll be tasting my homemade Irish recipe of my own homemade personal Irish soda bread as well. So, of course, Jim, the discussion is: did the Irish bring the soda bread and teach the Aboriginals how to make damper, or was it the other way around? Just thought you might like to comment on that.
Oh, well, maybe I'll leave that up to the listeners, but I suspect that we've been making damper for thousands of years.
Exactly.
So maybe that's the right answer?
That's another thing we've got in common, is this: our breads are very similar, you know? Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you so much for appearing on the show. If you're going to stay on the line and have a listen, there's a couple of things I want to talk about that I guess reinforces the synergies. I'm talking about Shamrock Footy over in Victoria and the Irish President, Michael Higgins, making a few comments in the West Australian Parliament. So thank you so much for being on the show, both of you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening, and thank you so much for being on Mudich Mag RTR-FM.
Thanks, Jim.
No problem, Jim. See you tomorrow.
Okay, great. Wow, look, like I say, there's some synergies between the Irish people and Aboriginal people, and there's been some nasty comments about niggers of Europe and as the Irish were, but the similarities don't finish there. And as I said earlier, there's Shamrock football or rugby was... part of the community in Victoria, Warrnambool Way, where there's the Irish football club, rugby club, was was made reference to the Shamrock Aborigines. So there's lots of stories around Australia, including Moree in New South Wales. Local rugby is called Shamrock Aboriginal. The team was called Shamrock Aboriginal Warriors. And yes, of course, there's been many relationships between Aboriginal and Irish, of course. And you just heard a song about a relationship between an Aboriginal lady at the Noengrup Mission. And yes, my mother was a result of that. There you go, Mudish Mag. Let's go to a song. Oh, yeah, Lucky Oceans. He's appearing down at the amazing Irish Aboriginal Festival, Cadogo, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. And as you heard, a bit of Gaelic football, Irish stew and kangaroo stew and damper and what they call oat bread. We're trying to debate whether the Irish taught us how to make damper or we taught them how to make their oat bread. I think that's what it's called. But yeah, the similarities between Aboriginal and Irish, according to Irish writer Roddy Doyle, he summed it up when he made parallels between the Irish and the Blackfriars elsewhere, when he said the Irish are the niggers of Europe. So let's see how the niggers of Europe and Aboriginal people come together for this St. Patrick's Day at Cadogo, at the gallery down there on Bathers Beach. Looking forward to it. A range of Irish talent, a range of Aboriginal talent, and we might even hear from Dallas Windmarsh. He does a song here with David Milroy, and as you heard from Eddie Sherlock, David Milroy has a band, and he'll be performing over the next few days down at the Cadogo St. Patrick's Day special. So here's Dallas and David, and we're shortly going to be talking to Ezard Flowers, and Ezard's talked on the program before about one of his old nanas and the book launch in Albany coming up that coincides with Noengrup Mission and Marybank Mission gathering in Albany early April. But here's a song with Dallas Widmer and David Milroy. Well, Dallas Widmer, talent. Where does all this talent come from? I didn't know Dallas could sing. I know the lady and know the family, and backed up there by David Milroy, who will be performing in the next few days down at the St. Patrick's Day Cadogo Festival, an Irish Aboriginal collaboration. And thank you, JFM. Good age, fellas, he says. Love the show as always. Just wanted to say that I reckon Australian Indigenous people's music and Irish Celtic music is some of the world's most sublime and hauntingly beautiful sounds on the planet. Cheers and massive respect. Thank you, JFM. Glad people are listening. Yeah, encourage your feedback, 0405 921 921. And we're sharing our culture with the Irish community, and they're performing as part of St. Patrick's Festival. And a message from someone who says, well, it wasn't oat bread, it was soda bread. So the question was asked, did the Irish teach us how to make damper? Well, I guess that's wrong, because we've been here 65,000 years making damper, and I don't think the Irish have been around that long. So no, we didn't learn from soda bread. We crushed our own seeds to make our own damper, and talking to people in Albany yesterday, they were having damper and lamb chops. Big shout out to our people who eat a lot of damper and kangaroo down in Minang country, and lovely to hear from Minang people. And now we've got someone from that area, Ezard Flowers. Good morning, Ezard.
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Good on you, Ngun. So glad you could take a break from the World Indigenous Tourism Conference, which I sort of attended this week and delivered a presentation. But we're not talking about tourism. If we have time, we may do. But Ezard, big things happening on Minang country on the 4th and 5th of April, and a book launch taking place at the Albany Entertainment Centre. Tell us about Bessie Flowers. You've talked to us about this before, but let's remind our listeners, both here at RTR FM 92.1 and Great Southern FM 100.9 and Noongar Radio. Tell us all about the book launch, Ezard.
Yeah, well, the book launch is happening on the 5th of April in Albany at the Entertainment Centre. And it's been a long journey in regards to its implementation and engagement and the launch that's happening later on this year. 10 years to be exact, in regards to me engaging in finding out that Bessie Flowers was and is a part of my family.
So tell me more about your family.
Well, it was that engagement that also connected me to extended family on the east coast of Australia, down in Gippsland.
Wow, a marvellous story. Just remind our listeners who you're mobbing, where you're from, and we'll talk more about that link to Gippsland in Victoria.
Yeah, well, I'm from Noangrup, GN Dot, how it's affectionately known by all of us who come from that region and who was born in there. And all my family extends from Albany through to Perth and extended family beyond, you know. And now I've got extended family over in Victoria as well, simply because of this historical connection that I've made, making contact with Bessie and her family on the east coast.
So that's a collaboration of Willeman and Koori, I guess you're talking, and or are we saying Gurang Koori? How do you like to describe that partnership, relationship?
It's Gurang Minang and Willeman, as well as, Koori, Gurnai and Kurnai.
Right, and
over there.
Wow, and that's taken 10 years. You've been heavily involved in negotiating and consulting with family over there in Gippsland. So that makes it all so important. And they're coming across to help you launch the book. Tickets are selling out, of course, but we will get people to ring a certain number before the show finishes. And, it's on Eventbrite, isn't it?
It's on Eventbrite, okay. And also UWA Press. There's ticket bookings there, and also pre-bookings for the book, which is now completed. So they could either pre-book on those two web pages, or they could book direct on the night of the event.
Right. Okay.
But it's important that they book their tickets.
Right.
Because we have registered numbers, and like you said, the tickets are going pretty quick.
Yeah, I'd say that the tickets are probably sold out by now. Having heard from some of the organisers this week, Ezard. So the book also does it coincide with the YouTube production, which you were heavily involved in? That's available as well. Are you going to be showing that, or are you launching? Are you informing people of the lovely 18-minute production that's available as well?
Yes, that's all on the website of UWA Press and the Eventbrite webpage as well. There's the full information of what's happening in regards to the launch. And then the documentary after the launch, and then the signing of books.
Lovely.
Sounds
very exciting. It's probably been a very challenging time for you in the past 10 years, and now in the making of the book launch, you've been heavily involved with the lady who will be over from Melbourne, who's been collaborating with your family over there, and you together have put together a book, so I'm really excited about that. So it'll be good to finally launch the book, give you a bit of a break.
Yes.
Okay, so the Albany event, the book launch on the 5th of April, is also coinciding with the gathering of Noangrup Mission people and Katanning's Marybank Mission people on the 4th and 5th, and those mission survivors that have been, grew up in these missions, they're going to be available also to go to the book launch on the Wednesday night. So, Ezard, what more can you tell us about the book? You must be getting excited that it's finally about to be released. It's now printed. As you say, it's available from the UWA Press. So how are you feeling now that it's coming to an end and you've been really excited about this? I guess the next few weeks you're going to be more excited.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's it's very exciting to actually, you know, be a author of a book in collaboration with Dr. Sharon Hubner, you know, because everything happens for a purpose and within the right timing. And she came along at the right time for the right purpose in her studies. And her focus was on the history of Bessie Flower. So, you know, things were meant to be. And it has been a, you know, a exciting journey, a emotional journey, and a spiritual journey that has strengthened me within from a cultural perspective, and also enabled me to focus on who I am and in what direction I want to go, you know. Because I think in regards to her legacy, as the first Aboriginal woman to be acknowledged as a school teacher in the British colonies back then is just amazing within itself, back in the 1800s, you know, considering our historical suppression.
Now, tell us a bit more background. I mean, we've talked enough about the book launch and a gathering of Marybank survivors and Noangarup survivors. And if they want to know more about that event, they need to ring 0408 917 133. That's 0408 917 133. But a bit of the history then, which we haven't talked about today. Bessie was taken from Albany. Tell us a bit about that and the other young people that were taken with her over from Albany to Victoria.
Yeah, well, Bessie was, you know, more or less taken over by Miss Canfield, who reared her up and taught her, and also sent her over to Sydney to study at a private girls' school. And, of course, back then in the 1800s, there was no airplane, so she had to sail all the way around there. And when she finished and came back, they gave her a short position teaching the girls at Canfield House in Albany. And at that point in time, there were some Koori men over there looking to marry some Aboriginal women, and there weren't enough over there. So through the understanding and collaboration of Miss Canfield and the missionary group here, they took four other girls over to Victoria to marry those men. And Bessie was supposed to go over there for 2 years to support them, seeing that she was the one who had the sea legs, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she ended up getting married over there and never coming back. Mm. Same as all the other girls, you know. And this book is not only an acknowledgement of Bessie's history and heritage that we have revived and sustained, it's also about those girls as well, you know, because they all left home without ever being asked if they wanted to go, and they never came back. But they've got family connections over there in Victoria, and, you know, to bring over a couple of the family from Gippsland to this book launch is also an emotional contact again, you know, for me. So, yeah.
Right, we're talking to Ezard Flowers, author of a book. What's the book going to be called, or is it the same as the video, the YouTube product?
It's the same title as the little DVD, No Longer a Wandering Spirit.
Right.
And the book is called that as well, because, you know, I was thinking about this connection that I've made and the contacts that I've made. You know, she's known she's no longer a wandering spirit, and even the girls who went with her. You know, it's through living voices that we have revived that spiritual connection. So that's the significance of this journey, that documentary, and this book.
Okay, so we're talking about the book No Longer a Wandering Spirit. Authors are Ezard Flowers, who's my guest on Moodish Mag today, and Dr. Sharon Ubner. And the book now is available through UWA Press, and you could also go to UWA Press and Eventbrite if you're interested in seeing if there's any more tickets left for the book launch coming up on the 5th of April. So our listeners in Albany may want to go to those two websites, Eventbrite or UWA Press, to just investigate both the event, the book launch, and if there's book sales. So, Ezard, thank you for being on the show today. I appreciate your time, and you've had a busy week at the Tourism Conference. Just give us a quick outline of what your thoughts are on the World Indigenous Tourism Conference.
Well, look, it's been an amazing insight and connection to all the Indigenous nations from around the world. Even though we come from different parts of the world, you know, we all have similarities and three things in common, and that's family, culture, and land, you know. And even though we speak in different languages, it's all the same connection, you know. So it's just been absolutely amazing making these contacts, and especially at home, you know, on Wadjuk country.
Right, so it sounds like there's been a lot of activity, a lot of papers being presented from First Nations people all around the world. So it must give some inspiration and insight to our own local people. Obviously, Wadjuk and other Noongar people were there along with yourself. You came up from the Great Southern to be involved and participating. So it would have been inspirational, for our delegates to understand what what business is all about, what tourism is all about. I see people from Shark Bay, see people from Kalgoorlie when I presented the other day. There were people from, lots of people from New Zealand, people from Canada and other First Nations people. So thanks for sharing that with us. You would have got some inspiration yourself then, I guess, Ezard.
Oh, quite a bit of inspiration just listening to the presentations and, you know, having a yarn with the rest of the other Indigenous cultures at the casino here, and, you know, just finishing my degree in regards to community development and management, and developing my own small tourism business venture. This has been the ideal engagement for me, and inspiration from a lot of people around the world in regards to where I go and how I go about it.
Excellent. Ezard Flowers, author of No Longer a Wandering Spirit, along with Sharon Ubner. Their book launch will be in Albany on the 5th of April. Thanks for being on the show today, Ezard. I really appreciate your time.
Anytime, my brother. So okay. All the best to you and your speakers, viewers.
Okay. Yeah, good luck with the book launch. Thanks, Ezard.
Yep. Okay.
Right, so there you have it, a book launch of amazing product. I've happened to see the YouTube of Betsy Flowers. Look it up. It's No Longer a Wandering Spirit. And the book launch, which will take place on the 5th of April in Albany. So looking forward to that. I'm going to be part of the hosting of this production or the book launch in Albany on the 4th and 5th of April. So this is Moodish Mag for another week. And it's good to have you on the show. We've sort of acknowledged the Irish people to our listeners, and of course the Irish president, who made a speech in the West Australian Parliament on the 19th of October 2017, where he acknowledged the bad parts and the good parts of our Irish people and Aboriginal people coming together. And he made note of the Miles Creek Massacre, that was part of our history in 1838, and it was the first time non-Aboriginal people were actually charged and hung for this dreadful time in our history. So there were many massacres across Australia, and that was just one of them that the Irish president, Michael Higgins, quoted when he talked to the West Australian Parliament on the 19th of October 2017. And, of course, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so we're going to be celebrating the collaboration and synergies between Ireland, including Gaelic football, and Aboriginal peoples. So the coming together of Irish stew and kangaroo damper and soda bread and all those sorts of things that make the collaboration joyful. As you heard, there's going to be some specialist people pouring the Guinness, and for the first time at the Cadogo Irish Festival, there will be the pouring of good old Guinness Stout. So if you're anxious to get down there, I am now. I'll be down there tomorrow night hearing these wonderful people that are part of the Irish Festival Aboriginal Collaboration.